Hey there, it's Anna. Have you ever wondered if she's trying to get you alone for a reason? Today we are uncovering the subtle signs a woman who likes you is looking for some one-on-one time. It's not always obvious. Sometimes it's in the way she suggests plans or finds reason to isolate you from the crowd. By the end of this video, you'll be equipped to spot these signs from a mile away. You'll know exactly when she's maneuvering for some quality time and how to seize those opportunities with confidence and charm. Before we get started, if you feel like you could use a little extra advice in your dating life, there's a link in the description or pinned comment to reserve a free 60-minute strategy call with one of our coaches. Creating scenarios that require your help. First up, let's talk about one of the most classic moves in the playbook of romantic scheming, the damsel in distress scenario. You know the one? She's suddenly in desperate need of assistance with a task that she insists only you can help her with. Maybe her computer is acting up and she knows you are a tech whiz, or perhaps she needs some help moving some heavy boxes and she's convinced that your strong, manly arms are the only ones up to the task. Whatever the specifics, the common thread is clear. She's creating a situation that requires your undivided attention and assistance. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but isn't it possible that she genuinely needs my help? And sure, there's always a chance that her request is entirely innocent. But more often than not, when a woman goes out of her way to seek your aid, especially with a task that she could likely handle on her own, it's a sign that she's looking for an excuse to spend time with you. Think about it. By asking for your help, she's not only creating an opportunity for one-on-one interaction, but she's also giving you a chance to showcase your skills, your knowledge, your strength. It's a way of letting you step into the role of her hero, her knight in shining armor. So the next time a woman comes to you with a problem that only you can solve, don't just see it as a cry for help. See it as an invitation, a chance to sweep her off her feet with your capability and your charm. Rise to the occasion and watch as that manufactured moment of helplessness turns into a very real connection. Suggesting a coffee run. Alright gents, let's move on to a slightly more straightforward tactic in the art of romantic orchestration. The sudden coffee run. Now this is when she suggests a quick trip to the nearest cafe, just the two of you, often under the guise of needing a caffeine fix or a change of scenery. On the surface, it might seem like a casual invitation, a simple gesture of friendliness, but don't be fooled. When a woman specifically seeks out your company for a coffee break, it's rarely just about the latte. Think about it. Coffee runs are the perfect excuse for a little alone time. They are brief enough to be spontaneous, but long enough to allow for some real conversation and connection. They provide a change of environment, a chance to step away from the group and focus solely on each other. And let's be real, there's just something inherently cozy and intimate about sharing a warm beverage together. So when she says, "Hey, I'm craving a cappuccino, wanna come with me?" What she's really saying is, "I want to spend some quality time with you, away from prying eyes and distractions." And here's the best part. By accepting her invitation, you are not just satisfying her caffeine craving. You are showing her that you value her company, that you are eager to seize any opportunity to connect with her on a deeper level. So the next time she suggests a spontaneous coffee run, don't just see it as a beverage break. See it as a chance to brew up something far more satisfying, a genuine heartfelt connection. Using shared interests as excuses. Next up, let's talk about a tactic that's equal parts clever and endearing, using shared interests as an excuse for alone time. This is when she proposes doing an activity related to a hobby or passion that you both share, often with the implication that you are the only one who would truly appreciate or enjoy it. Maybe you've both mentioned a love for a particular band and she suggests going to their upcoming concert together, or perhaps you've bonded over your mutual obsession with a certain TV show and she invites you over for a private binge-watching session. Whatever the specifics, the underlying message is clear. She's seeking out opportunities to engage with you around the things that light you both up, the things that create a sense of connection and understanding between you. And here's why this tactic is so effective. When we share a genuine interest with someone, it creates a natural sense of intimacy and rapport. It's like you have your own secret language, your own inside jokes and references that only the two of you truly get. By using these shared passions as a reason to spend time together, she's not just creating an excuse for alone time, she's highlighting the unique bond that you share, the ways in which you truly are compatible and connected. So the next time she suggests an activity that's perfectly tailored to your mutual interests, don't just see it as a fun way to pass the time, see it as a sign that she's invested in your connection, that she wants to deepen and explore the things that bring you together. Embrace these opportunities to geek out, to revel in your shared enthusiasms, and to let your your passions be the spark that ignites something truly special between you, engaging you in a challenge or bet. Alright, let's dive into a tactic that's a bit more playful and mischievous, the challenge or bet that leads to alone time. This is when she engages you in a friendly wager or competition, with the stakes being a one-on-one hangout or activity. Maybe she challenges you to a game of pool, with the loser buying the winner dinner at a cozy restaurant. Or perhaps she bets that she can beat your high score on the arcade game that you both love, with the prize being a private gaming session at her place. Whatever the specifics of the challenge, the underlying message is the same. She's creating a fun, flirtatious context for spending quality time together, just the two of you. And here's the genius of this tactic. By framing the alone time as a prize or a consequence, she's taking some of the pressure off. It's not a direct, vulnerable ask for a date, but rather a playful, competitive means of steering your interaction towards a more intimate setting. Plus, by engaging in a shared challenge, she's creating a sense of camaraderie and teamwork between you. Whether you are playing against each other or working together to achieve a goal, you are bonding over the experience, creating inside jokes and memories that are unique to your connection. So the next time that she ropes you into a friendly wager with alone time on the line, don't just see it as a silly game, see it as a sign that she's invested in your bond and that she wants to create special, exclusive experiences for just the two of you. Rise to the challenge, embrace the spirit of playful competition, and let the sparks of flirtation fly. Who knows, you might just find that real prize is the connection that you forged along the way. Hope you are enjoying the video. If you find it helpful, let us know by liking and commenting. And for personalized coaching, remember to reserve your free strategy session with one of our coaches using the link in the pinned comment. Waiting for you after events. Next up, let's talk about a sign of interest that's a bit more subtle, but no less significant. The way she lingers after events or gatherings, making sure she's the last person you talk to before parting ways. Maybe you are at a group dinner, and as everyone starts to say their goodbye, she hangs back, finding little ways to prolong your conversation. Or perhaps you are at a work event, and as the crowd starts to disperse, she finds a reason to walk out with you, sealing a few extra moments of one-on-one time. Whatever the context, the message is clear. She's not quite ready to let your interaction end, and she's creating opportunities for a more intimate, private connection. And here's why this is such a powerful sign of interest. By waiting for you, by making herself available for those last few moments of conversation, she's signaling that your presence is a priority for her. She's willing to let other plans or obligations fall by the wayside in order to savor every last second of your company. Plus, there's just something inherently romantic about those stolen moments at the end of the night, when the energy of the crowd has dissipated and it's just the two of you. It's a chance for more authentic, unguarded connection, free from the distractions and pressures of the larger social setting. So the next time you notice her lingering, finding excuses to be the last one talking to you, don't just brush it off as a coincidence. See it for what it is, a clear sign that she's drawn to you and that she's eager for every opportunity to deepen your bond. Embrace those end of the night moments, let the conversation flow, and see where that extra bit of alone time might lead. You never know, those stolen moments might just be the start of something truly special. Planning accidental meetups. Finally, let's talk about a tactic that's equal parts strategic and serendipitous, the accidental meetup. This is when she organizes her schedule or movements to create seemingly chance encounters with you, often in settings where you are likely to be alone. Maybe she starts frequenting your favorite coffee shop around the time she knows you usually grab your morning latte. Or perhaps she just happens to be passing by your office around lunchtime and suggests grabbing a quick bite together. Whatever the specifics, the common thread is clear. She's orchestrating opportunities for one-on-one time, but framing them as happy coincidences rather than overt plans. And here's why this tactic is so clever. By making these meetups seem accidental, she's taking some of the risk and vulnerability out of the equation. She's not directly asking you out or confessing her feelings, but rather creating a context where your connection can unfold naturally, without the pressure of defined expectations. Plus, there's just something undeniably thrilling about those fancy meeting you here moments. It's like the universe is conspiring to bring you together, like your connection is so strong that it's manifesting in seemingly random encounters. Of course, the key here is to remember that these meetups are rarely as accidental as they seem, and if you find yourself bumping into her with uncanny frequency, especially in places where where you wouldn't normally expect to see her, take it as a clear sign of interest. She's going out of her way to create these moments of serendipity to manufacture opportunities for your bond to deepen and evolve. So embrace the magic of these chance encounters and see where they might lead. You never know, a perfectly timed coffee run-in or a lunchtime stroll might just be the beginning of your very own romantic comedy. And there you have it, the secret signs that she's scheming for some quality alone time with you. So what's next for you? Discover how girls act when they develop feelings for you, or learn the signs that she's just pretending not to like you. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.